The Bush administration and Amtrak have reached a tentative agreement to keep passenger trains running through the end of the summer. The administration will provide a $100 million loan now and will ask Congress for more money later this summer. But as NPR's Jack Speer reports, questions are already being raised in Congress about whether the deal allows the Bush administration to achieve the reforms it had hoped to impose on Amtrak.
Amtrak had repeatedly said it could not keep operating past this week without an emergency loan of $200 million. The Bush administration, however, was reluctant to provide any money until it got assurances from Amtrak that it was serious about reform. Appearing at a Senate hearing this morning, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta said a tentative funding agreement reached last night means passenger trains will keep running. Mineta said in exchange for the cash infusion, Amtrak will start being more accountable.
We are trying to interject is more business discipline, more accountability, and more complete and timely information for Congress and the executive branch about performance.
But the conditions Amtrak agreed to in order to get its money are far less severe than what the administration had initially proposed. Secretary Mineta had been pushing for a complete restructuring of the rail line, including putting some services out for bid and removing Amtrak as the owner of the Northeast Corridor line. But instead, the government settled for a much vaguer list of requirements, many of which Amtrak had already agreed to. Wendell Cox is a member of the Amtrak Reform Council, created by Congress to come up with ways to reform the rail line. Cox says this latest agreement simply postpones the inevitable.
Amtrak, with its bloated administrative staff, its bloated costs, all it will do is swallow the money and ask for more, and the real potential to expand passenger rail service in this country and have it do something meaningful will be lost. I mean, the biggest impediment to improved passenger rail service in this country is Amtrak.
But defenders say it's the administration and not the money-losing rail system that is to blame for Amtrak's latest funding crisis. Senator Ernst Hollings said he's seen no leadership from the Transportation Department in terms of resolving some of the rail line's longer-term funding issues.
We've got to make a commitment. We've got to have federal involvement and federal leadership, and all we're getting out of the Department of Transportation, Mr. Secretary, is crisis appearances.
That opinion was echoed by Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat from Washington State involved in transportation issues who sits on the Appropriations Committee. She says the administration needlessly held Amtrak riders and employees hostage as it sought to obtain promises of reform from the rail line.
This has been a very torturous process for Amtrak's riders, their employees, and the tens of thousands of daily rail commuters. And worst of all, this really was avoidable. The Appropriations Committee has provided Amtrak with every penny the Bush administration has requested for the railroad and then some.
Even if Amtrak winds up receiving all of the emergency aid it says it needs within the next few weeks, it's expected the railroad will again be out of money by the end of the current fiscal year in September. That means the shutdown drama could be played out all over again. The administration is offering $521 million in funding for the rail line for its next fiscal year. Amtrak says it needs $1.2 billion. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.